Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of sanity. Right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And I very much, you know, I do. I appreciate when you are involved. I appreciate when you engage in these things. Because in all sincerity and seriousness, you need to. You need to get involved so that you can help spread the truth, fight the lies, if you would. You can't be that hard, people. I mean, you got to do a little work here. I try to give you what I can so you can fight it. But I got to tell you, again, once you have the information, reach out, make a change, do something different. Seriously. I thought I'd have a couple of Don Lemon clips. I mean, for those of you who missed the good old days of CNN, this would help you. Because, look, in all seriousness, you have to see what these people still think. Where he's coming from, his mindset. Right? I mean, he hasn't changed anything. He still believes right-wing, bad, nasty, terrible. And we have to do everything we can to stop them. I don't know why. I don't know what he thinks is so different about us and his clan, if you would. And I'm talking about Democrats. You turn it into whatever you want to. But Don is a kick. Take a listen. Maybe.
It's right now, and that even it's moved into sort of MAGA land.
No, I certainly don't think it's right. The old school Twitter suspended and suppressed accounts that you'd call on the right 10 times more than it did accounts on the left. And even when they did suspend an account on the left, it was because of arguments between two people on the left. The political donations of old Twitter were 99% Democrat. Does that sound left-wing or right-wing to you?
The Twitter donations?
Yes. You know, when they look at donations from a company, if a company donates literally 99% of all donations are to Democrats, does that strike you as a left-leaning?
So to give you some insight, I don't know if you guys know this. When you give money to a candidate over a certain amount of dollars, and it's usually a very low amount, you have to put the name of the company you work for. And they track all this. Right? So what you need to do is understand that when Elon says, hey, X amount of people or X amount of percentage of people from this company gave the Democrat Party, it's a true statement. It's easily backed up. It's easy to verify. Because some of you say, well, how would he know that? That's made up. He doesn't know that. Right? I'm sorry. Let me go back to it. Maybe.
onto Democrats. Does that strike you as a left-leaning or a right-leaning
company? You mean the company donated. I understand what you're saying.
What I'm trying to tell you...
No, see, he didn't get it. The company donated. No. No, Don. The company did. The people in the company donated it.
Is that Twitter employees, people at Twitter, their political donations were 99%, literally 99%, to Democrats. That's obviously an extremely left-leaning group.
Do you agree that it's right now and that even
no.
So he won't let this go. And he's trying to make X look like, or Twitter look like, a right wing, or, as he called it, Megaland. But, as usual, absolutely no facts to back it up. None. Not a one. And this is how they do things on a regular basis. It shouldn't drive me nuts. It should be much expected. I know better. I know what they're going to do. I've seen enough of it to know what they're going to do. Right? Just crazy. Okay. So Don Lemon now having... I probably should start this one from the beginning, and I will. Don Lemon having the same issue here. This is hilarious. I'm going to play this over the next two segments. But, you know, here he is again. Right? Talking about how he wants, he truly, truly wants... freedom of speech squelched. Take a listen.
You recently called content moderation, though, a digital chastity belt. Do you think that you believe that X and you have some responsibility to moderate hate speech?
Why? Why is it the job? Why is it the job of another company like this? Right, social media. People put some pretty nasty, weird things up there. Why is it our job? Why is it the job of a social media platform to make sure everything's... Now, bear in mind, if they're telling you to wipe out a certain group, certain ethnicity, certain religious group, no, I'm not there. But they're not. Take a listen.
Speech on the platform?
I think we have a responsibility to adhere to the law, and we have a responsibility to be transparent about when things are shown, why they're shown. So that's why we open source our algorithm. I think once you start going beyond the law, now you're putting your thumb on the scale. And we don't want to put our thumb on the scale.
It doesn't concern you that hate speech is gone. Research shows that it's gone up on the platform since you took over. That's not concerning to you?
I believe that is false. In fact, the research that I've seen says it went down.
The study from the Institute of Strategic Dialogue found that anti-Semitic tweets doubled from June 22 to February 22.
I want to finish this up on the other side of the break. I think this is very important to work through. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate, always appreciate your time with me. Really, seriously. I appreciate your time with me. I appreciate the time that you spend, listening, paying attention, writing me. You always write me an email, joe@joemessina.com, joe@joemessina.com. And you know what? I read them all. I don't respond to them all, but I read them all. And if you get nasty with me, I'm going to read it on the air. But if you, and again, I shouldn't say that. I should say if you get like hateful, right? You're just being a jerk. It doesn't work out that way. right? You really got to just pay attention, put something out there the way you want it out there, right? Let me know what's going on, or let the people know what's going on with what you're trying to put out there. That's the way to do it. All right, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged again. Be part of the solution. Is that really that simple? You know, I don't have to beat my brains out with this. It's not that hard. Okay. All right, back at it again. I want to talk about the interview that Don Lemon did with his future boss, or what would have been his future boss if he wasn't so darn stupid. Okay, there was no reason for him to go to deal with Elon this way. Like Elon said, look, I'm doing this interview because you're on X, not because I want to. Because they're on our platform. And Lemon can't figure it out. I mean, if you listen to the way he puts things forward, it shows you the low energy, the low effort that they put into putting this information together. If you miss the first part, you're going to have to go back and get it because, you know, Lemon didn't know that over 99% of the donations that came from that company, Twitter, went to Democrats. So how can it be a right-leaning a place filled with right-wingers? Take a listen.
The study from the Institute of Strategic Dialogue found that anti-Semitic tweets doubled from June 22 to February 2023. One study reported that as many as 86% of the posts reported for hateful content remained up after being reported. Hate speech on the platform is up.
So what they will typically do is they'll count the number of posts, but not count the number of views. So what matters is, was that post given high visibility, or what did like one person see it? And if you look at the number of views of how many times was hate content viewed on our platform, it is down substantially.
Yeah. Well, that's not what the study shows. And you said you like transparency. I'm going to show you this. And
Don, you can get a study that will tell you whatever you want.
But this is
and he's right. You can get a study that will say or do whatever you want. Because anytime we bring up something, somebody on the right brings up something, people on the left bring up something else and show you 15 studies, and I can turn around and show you the other 20 studies. That's how it works. It shouldn't be that hard, but it depends on who you're asking, the questions you're asking, how you're asking the questions.
These are just a handful of extremely, you look at those anti-Semitic and racist tropes and tweets, and as of this morning, they're still on X. And from your own content policy, these posts should have been deleted, so why haven't they been deleted? Why are they still there?
Well, okay, so before he answers that question, do you know how many times people like myself reported posts that actually called for the killing of someone or a group or what have you? And we were told that they were fine, right? That they didn't break any kind of rules or what have you at Twitter. And yet people would report us for so much less and have her. I mean, I had, I think, two Facebook pages removed. And I like to say almost that I'm proud of it because they removed my, with no reason, there was absolutely none to remove those pages. Except they got a whole bunch of flack from left-leaning complainers. Take a listen.
We delete things if they are illegal.
But these have been up there for a while.
Are they illegal?
They're not illegal, but they're hateful and they can lead to violence. As I just read to you, the shooters, you know, and all of these mass shootings attributed social media to radical.
Well, social media, like right-wing social media? I mean, left-wingers are never, they're never affected by what they see online? Seriously?
You know, and all of these mass shootings attributed social media to radicalizing.
So, Don, you love censorship, is what you're saying.
No, I don't love censorship.
Then why are you asking?
I believe in moderation, but I don't believe in
censorship. Moderation is a propaganda word for censorship.
But don't you think free speech is one thing, right? Or not, you know.
Look, if something's illegal, we're going to take it down. If it's not illegal, then we're putting our thumb on the scale and we're being censors.
you're putting your thumb on the scale for moderating hate speech. I mean, you don't put out child pornography. That's not...
It's illegal.
That some people would say that's considered censorship. I'm just saying, you...
No, I literally... Don, you know, I literally said...
What about missing... What about illegal? What part of illegal is he not getting? Right? I mean, again, he's trying to back Elon into a corner. He's trying to make him look like a fool. And actually, you know, he's taking his own. He's proving the point that he's of no, really no effect now.
Say that's considered censorship. I'm just saying you.
No, I literally, Don, you know, I literally said if something is legal, okay, we will obviously remove it, okay. But if it is not legal, the laws in this country are put forward by the citizens. We're a democracy. If those laws are put in place by the people, we adhere to those laws.
Okay,
and
I agree.
To the laws of others. If you go beyond the law, you're actually going beyond the will of the people.
Okay, agreed with the law. But if you are doing something that promotes hate and violence and ultimately leads to killing, you don't feel you have any responsibility not to do that? When the people who are doing it admittedly are saying
those articles all the time that lead to violence and killing, shouldn't they like you're applying a differential standard to?
But that would never be in mainstream media. These types of images, that type of language, those things would never be. When I was in mainstream media, we'd never promote things that would be anti-Semitic. We would never promote things that would.
Either.
Did you not see those?
You said promote. If content is on the platform, that doesn't mean we promote it.
You see how the word... I'm sorry. I'm sorry this is going longer than I wanted to. But I want you to hear this. I want you to hear the terminology. I want you to hear... Because many of you won't go grab this clip anyway, go listen to it anyhow. But I want you to hear how easily they play with these words. Right? How much they twist the words around. It's wrong. It'd be wrong for the right to do it. It's wrong for the left to do it. Joe was in your house. Be back with a little bit more of this when we return.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump has failed to obtain a $464 million fraud judgment against him in New York. Trump must post bond by next week, or New York Attorney General Letitia James can begin collection proceedings during the appeals process. The White House confirmed that President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had a discussion Monday. They covered recent developments in the Israel-Hamas conflict, particularly focusing on the situation in Rafah and efforts to enhance aid to Gaza. The Supreme Court seems doubtful about restricting the government's communication with social media platforms. Arguments heard on Monday questioned whether the Biden administration's efforts to combat misinformation on these platforms infringed upon the First Amendment. At the heart of the case are communications from administration officials urging platforms to monitor information regarding the legitimacy of the 2020 election and COVID-19. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried.
The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me.
With me?
With me. 855-REAL-CHOW, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And I appreciate the time that you're spending with us, right? And look, I want you to be involved. I want you to get informed. I want you to be able to speak to other people about the truth that you know. Don't speak it because I told it to you. Speak it because of the truth. All right. I'm playing a longer clip from Don Lemon. And, he's interviewing Elon Musk and not getting the answers he's looking for or wanting. Right? I don't really care. That's all why I brought it up to begin with. I'm bringing it up. I want you to listen because I want you to hear the mindset of somebody like him. There's no facts behind what he's saying. He actually admits that. Right? And he says, don't you think? Well, it doesn't matter what I think. Elon keeps saying, what's the law say? I'm following the law. What's the problem? I find it amazing. Here, let's kind of listen to a little bit more of this conversation.
Those, you said promote. If content is on the platform, that doesn't mean we promote it.
But that wouldn't be on a platform for mainstream media at all.
No, but you can think of, that's because the mainstream media has like, whatever, 20 articles a day. We have 500 million posts today.
Okay,
500 million.
Does it bother you? How do you feel about that when you see it?
I honestly disagree with that. I think it's not good at all. It's terrible.
But you don't want to get rid of it on the platform, or at least moderate it.
The rules, What you're suggesting is censorship that goes beyond the law. And what I'm saying is that we have a disagreement, because I do not believe in censorship that goes beyond the law, and you do. We have differences of opinion in that regard.
I understand that. But these are your own rules on your own platform. These go against the rules on your platform. That's why I'm asking you. If you said, listen, we allow everything, but that's not what your content rules say. And that's why I'm asking you, why are they still there? Your own content policy. That's why I'm asking you that, not because...
Which part of our content policy says that we should delete these things?
Your content policy talks about hate speech.
Yes, we don't promote hate speech.
And so you don't consider that hate speech?
I guess you're not understanding what I'm saying. You can find, like, you can sign up right now and do 100 things that are hateful. But if nobody reads it, it doesn't matter. So you can think of X as being, it's much like the internet. It's not some tiny publication with like 20 articles a day. It's 500 million.
But everyone has the opportunity to read it, Elon.
You don't have the opportunity to read the internet. Are you suggesting we should shut down the internet?
No, but you don't own the internet. I'm asking you about you and your responsibility and your platform. And so I see how you feel now. You don't agree. We don't agree on this.
Yes, you want censorship and I don't.
No, I don't want censorship at
all. Yes, you do.
No, I want responsibility.
You desperately want censorship.
No, if I want a censorship...
You want censorship so bad you can taste it.
No, that's not true. It's not true. I think that there's right and wrong. I think that when you have a platform that's as big as yours and as powerful as yours and as influential as yours, and you are a person of consequence to the world with what you do, that there is a certain responsibility that goes along with what you have on your platform and what you put out to the world. And I think that's important. You don't see that responsibility.
I think we have a responsibility to adhere to the law. And if people want the law changed, they should... talk to their elected representative and get the law changed, and then we will adhere to the law.
Okay.
But if you want us to go beyond the law, that is.
Okay. So, enough. I know I've tortured you long enough, because I'm torturing me with it. But here's what I'm saying. You know, the bottom line with it is, he's trying to say, I'll stay within the law. I believe in freedom of speech. No, if somebody calls for the killing of somebody else or another group, of course we're going to do something with that. But not... to the point where we're looking at every line, every way something is written, trying to figure out what it says, what it means. Is it truly hate speech? Is it not? I agree with him from a standpoint that overall, you let it go. Because it doesn't, it truly doesn't change anything at that point. He's right. A lot of posts that go up that you see, they may have 100 people. And you heard what he said, 500 million today, 500 million posts in one day, over, actually. So help me understand. Right, you got 500 million posts, you got one post, 250 people see it, and you're supposed to be so totally concerned about that? That's something you need to turn everything on its head because of? I'm not there. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us. I also appreciate the time that that we're going through these things. You're hearing them have, a massive coronary on MSNBC, ABC, DEFG, all these sites, these areas. And the reality is about this bloodbath situation. Right? And the way Trump speaks is he'll do nothing but create violence in the streets. Well, I'm sorry, but you called for violence in the streets, not us. You called for violence in the streets many, 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 many years ago, over and over and over again. To the point where your people accosted Sarah Huckabee while she was in a restaurant with her kids. And Maxine Waters had no problem with it. Right, she didn't speak up against those people. Let's listen. Okay, I know I'm playing a lot of clips. Sorry, but deal with me. Here's another one. a clip of a Democrat wanting violence, or a bunch of Democrats truly wanting violence. Why is that okay? Why does that not matter? Here, take a listen. And again. I'll be a lot of fun. Anyway, hey, look, I'm just bringing back up and play. There you go. Come on, Nancy.
I think all over the country, and maybe there will be. I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
Biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right up to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if he lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. He would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take you behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Think about that. Here they are calling for the assassination, but wait a minute. These things don't cause violence, right? Seriously.
Look, if his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
I have thought an awful lot about
Madonna. What a sweet. These entertainers to me are just some of the most hateful people you've ever seen. Right? They so. The problem is that they're so full of themselves. They see themselves as, you know, above it all. Smarter than you, better than you. Why? Because they have money and they have talent. So therefore, they got it going on and you don't.
Blowing up the White House.
A Missouri state senator is under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
Maxine Waters. Right? Speaking against violence in the past, all of a sudden it's okay. They're hypocrites. They're just flat-out hypocrites. There's no other way to put that. And you can't defend it. Not try to take on Trump. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnyvae heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnyvae heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnyvae heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna happen. Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna happen.
We are back. Come see your host. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air and the chat room, texting and tweeting, truly being part of the solution, seriously. Right? I mean, I got to tell ya, you're part of the solution when you get informed. I find out stuff, look, I'm doing the stories myself. I'm no genius. But I got, you know, I have people that help me find stories. Will hear me say something one night, tell me I was off or I was right about it. And try to make it right, you know, help me make it right. Help me change it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you are spending with me, even if it's just the two of us. Anyway, all right, back to some of these things You know, the Democrats always calling out Trump for being violent, for talking about violence. If you missed the last segment, I played a clip, this short clip, a couple of minutes long, to show you how violent the left actually is, how they're calling for violence. Take a listen.
Trump is assassinated. I will go and take Trump out tonight.
Maxine Waters. Yeah, listen to what she wants you to do to his supporters.
You see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
Really, this is how we're supposed to be kinder and nicer. Right? Take a listen.
And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
If you think we're rallying now, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Isn't that great? It's them. It's them to a T. It's their hate to a T. And they won't apologize for it. And they don't see anything wrong with it. I mean, honestly, how do you fix that? What do you do to that? How can you play with that in such a fashion to show them how wrong they are? And I don't even know if that would work. I don't even know if they would care if that worked. Right? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Like I said, get engaged. Be part of the solution. Right? That way you're not part of the problem. You know, I'm always the guy with the bad news. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be. Really not. But when you see some of the stuff that's happening around you, and then you see an expert, like the Federal Reserve has overall has a dual mandate, right? A maximum employment, price stability, when inflation began creeping up, hitting a four-year decade high, they should have taken some action. They raised the interest rate 11 times in less than 2 years, right? Mortgages skyrocketed. The historically low mortgage rates people were used to were gone. So anyone who locked in below a market rate or were simply mortgage-free held on to their homes because to sell it would mean giving up an insanely low interest rate. It's true. I know some of you, like me, have a very low interest rate on your mortgage. Right? God bless. Thank you. Now, what's that done? It's slowing down the housing supply. The country's missing anywhere between 2 million and 7 million homes, right? It only made it worse. When they locked us in, it only made it worse. Who's going to sell while you're locked up for 2 years? Maybe three? Nothing was being sold. Nothing was being moved, really. Right, the home sales fell to their lowest point. Actually, in almost 30 years, just shy of 30 years. Now, things have improved, but we're not in the clear. There's going to be repercussions felt across the housing market forever. I don't know how the Fed is going to fix it. Redfin's CEO, Glenn Kelman, said we'll have a 30-year tail on this thing. There's going to be a low supply for a long time. Unless America gets really religious again about building houses. Now, in an interview with Yahoo Finance, Kelman mentioned that supply went up for the first time in 8 months. Now, he called it a tiny break in the inventory logjam, but not long-term. Can't sustain. He said we need more listings, especially of single-family homes. Consumers' demands are still strong. That's why prices keep going up, but prices go up, affordability goes down because interest rates go up. So how far do mortgage rates need to fall until they get an increase? you know, when the mortgage rates go from 6 to 7%, I mean 7 to 6%, and then 5, it'll start unlocking more inventory. We're getting closer to what some people already have. Although as old folks, people have been in their house a long time. What are you looking at? Right, you're looking at rates at probably 2 3/4, 2.5, maybe 3. And if you've outgrown that house, we have in ours, when I get to a smaller home, what's that look like? For real, what does that look like? So supply is much larger, longer-term issue, won't be solved. It's going to take a while to fix this. He went on to talk about legislation in California that pushed for more accessory dwelling units, fewer environmental reviews, and he said, we know the California Environmental Quality Act has been used time and time again to block bigger developments. He said, now that was a breakthrough, but not a fix. You know, well, see, they don't give you the whole story. Now, recent legislation in California pushes for more accessory dwelling units. Now, if you're talking about building an apartment building, it's pretty much taken away the city's and the town's ability to regulate what they can build or not build. Right? I want to do 30 units. I want to do 80 units. I want to do 110 units. In a lot of cases, they don't have to do traffic studies, environmental studies, any of that stuff. They can go right around the city requirements. And the funny, you know, Democrats and Republicans want to build housing. They have more tax money all the way around, right? No, honestly. So, until us old folks start dying off your cell, you've got problems. I don't know how the young people are getting in. I've said this before. I've talked to some real estate people. But I don't know really how they get into their houses. I think some of the best things you probably could do, and I have to speak to an expert on it, but some of the best things you could probably do is to make sure that that you're working with your kids, that you're working with your maybe nieces and nephews. I don't know. Maybe you take an equity spot in the house to help them get in. Because you got a down payment, you got, you know, a higher interest rate, but some of these young people are making decent money. Right? They're both working, they're working decent jobs. And then again, there's some people, some couples that are working, you know, they're both working, and in some cases, they're working two jobs to make ends meet. That's tough. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So I really do appreciate, you know, the time that you're listening, you're responding, you're sending emails to joe@joemessina.com. Oh, the story that we did earlier, now some of the local radio stations are picking up on. About time. Right? Governor Newsom heavily promoted its ballot measure that would give him a plethora of dollars, Prop 1. Right? Supposedly it's supposed to help homeless people. I'm not so sure that's going to happen. You know, but again, he's asking. Now, when it starts making, when this kind of news starts making mainstream media around here in California against Governor Newsom, he's in trouble. Right? On Monday, the governor was asked about the thin margin in favor of his measure, but would only defer a response until all the votes, he said, have been counted. I don't know why we can't get them counted. It's just amazing to me. We're 2 weeks out, 2.5 weeks out. Show me in your house. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. No, we're not. We're gone. See, I'm excited. I want to stay longer. We'll catch you here tomorrow. Joe Messina, you're listening to Joe Messina's show. Oh, God.